tell me you heard what Roman Wayne said about you.
Obviously I didn't, Paul.
I don't watch the show, Paul. Why would I watch the show?
Neither do I, my guy.
Well, Brock asked a very good question there.
A simple question.
Why would I watch the show?
It's a question that a lot of fans have been asking themselves lately. Why should I watch the show?
Well, and I've
that's your champion saying that, folks.
And it's funny, I you know, we follow the Steel Cage Boys on Twitter, and I think they were just saying, like, honestly, if we didn't do this podcast, I wouldn't be watching it right now because it's just been so.
So is that how you feel? You wouldn't watch this if it weren't for the podcast?
I would watch it just because I like staying up to date, but it's not my priority right now.
There are some weeks where it feels like work.
It kind of does, man.
To make sure that I got this wrestling info for WWE because, man.
True that. We got to stay relevant.
I mean, we always say 3 hours is it's a slugfest to
a
get
lot,
through.
Man. I watched the short version.
The Hulu versions.
But even then, yeah, it's an hour and a half. Stuff. And you missed something that you might want to go back and
so
catch.
It's like I got to watch the Hulu version. Then I got to go on YouTube and watch the WWE Top 10 or something so that I can make sure that I got everything. Because I can come in and then you guys talk about a match and I'm like, what?
What?
Huh?
Yep.
Who?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is Matt Mania, the pipe bomb of podcasts. That's who we are today.
Boom.
No, we're the what is it? We're the best wrestling or the best audio stable in podcast history.
Ooh, I like
the
that.
The most dangerous podcast
on wrestling.
On planet Earth. About wrestling, that is. Yo, so as always, I'm Mega Rand. It's good to be with you all. And to my left, there is
T Call, the villain, is in the building. How you feeling?
And to his left is
the Neo X, ready to drop some wrestle knowledge.
Let's go. So, absent is
Neo
Rock
X
knowledge.
The best. Neo number one.
Neo is. Shout out to Rock Knowledge, who's under the weather and unable to join us, but we love you, buddy. Brock.
We will Lesnar. Hold it down for you. Hold
Let's it. Talk Brock, though. Hold Let's just Disney. Get this. Is jump right into it. Brock appeared on the show, which made me excited to watch, to be honest. I was like,
that was
when I heard 000, he was there.
100,000 just
cut the check.
Written it off, baby.
And he did segments the entire show. So it wasn't like show up on the first 5 minutes and then bounce. Mm-hmm. He had to stay for 3 hours.
He's like, no, Paul. I want my steak, Paul.
But he just stayed in the back and read his book. And
didn't the book change at some point? Like he's reading like a hunting book and then something else.
Shout out to Twitter.
Twitter went crazy
for making that into one of the best wrestling memes of all time.
What he's reading? Yeah. Are they changing the book?
They changed the book to like the book.
One of those the Caterpillar kids book. Somebody changed it to something else. It's been great. Wrestling Twitter took over that. I thought it was great. They're doing some things with Brock and Roman.
Yeah.
That they haven't done before by basically just taking exactly what you think, which is Brock's a part-time champ. Brock doesn't care. And they were like, okay, let's give you exactly what you think. Put it in front of you on TV.
Let's realize it.
And now you have the reason to boo Brock because he's all the way in on this I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I think it's still going to blow up in their face.
You think so?
I don't think so.
I do. I know you don't because even last week you said, oh, this is going to work out for Roman. But I'll tell you why.
I heard like those. We want Roman at the end of that show. Roman. That's never happened before.
Well, this is why I think it's going to blow up in their face. Because after all the talk about Brock not being there and Brock hasn't been there and everything, like, yeah, you're trying to train the fans to be like, oh, you know, boom, because he's not there, like, doing all this. But once he gets there, he's going to be the athlete that fans want to see. Once he gets in that ring and starts beating everybody up, then the fans are cheering because they want to see the Brock Lesnar carnage. So unless you keep him out of the ring and keep the title out of the ring, then once he's in the ring, fans are going to appreciate Brock.
I think you're right. They do want to see him wrestle.
They want to see him wrestle.
That's the point. When he doesn't wrestle, that's when they boo him.
But right. I don't think.
So those boos are fake boos is what I'm saying.
Brock Lesnar 100%.
I think they might. The fans might be fooling
like the
writers here.
You know, put on my fedora. I don't think Brock's going to be 100%.
What do you
mean?
Mean
you don't 100%? Think he's going to give 100%?
Right. I don't think
right, because he's going to give 110% every time.
Less than. Less
maximum than. Effort, as Deadpool
he's says. He's not going to go plus ultra. I swear. He's going to.
No.
For the most part, as far as we know, let's just suspend the disbelief. As far as we know, this is Brock's final match.
Suspending the in disbelief WWE. Here.
As far as we know, because his plans, quote unquote, are to go to the UFC and get the title back next year.
Two right. sport champions.
So, if we believe that this is his final match, do you believe he's not going to give his all? He's going to go out there and kind of lazy it?
I don't think he is.
I don't. I disagree with Neo
X. Suplex, and repeat.
If that.
But we're used to seeing that. But I disagree because does he want to end up in the same position that he was last time when everybody knew that he was going and he was getting booed and he didn't care?
Do you know what he did after that? He flipped off the crowd. He don't care.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that is, I don't know how much people care about their legacy, but that is a asterisk on it, you know?
And
so I'm saying, yeah, like, people are saying that he can go to the UFC and he can still come back. Like, Vince isn't done with Brock.
That's true.
But if he flips over to WWE and leaving, they might be done with Brock.
And that's kind of where my thought can contradict himself, because I'm saying he shouldn't go to the UFC beaten or weak. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, unfortunately, you know, sports entertainment, you know, WWE sports entertainment, it's choreographed. So if he loses to a choreographed fighter, I mean, he can catch a lot of that flack if he goes to the UFC.
Right. But I feel like he can't leave WWE on top.
But it won't be until next year. This will be forgotten. We just forgot. Did we forget how scared he was of Goldberg and how Goldberg beat him in 3 minutes?
Right.
Like, we just forgot about that. That happened last WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
no, I know people can tell the difference between what's going on in UFC and WWE.
Oh,
The UFC fighters are going to poke at Brock because he's a wrestler. And it's like, oh, you're fake. But it's like they can't even really do that now because he came
he's
and showed
them. Yeah, like he's already been the champ.
He's not CM Punk. He didn't come and lose
and get whooped.
Yeah, he held gold.
I mean, he's lost there, but yeah, he's also held gold. He's also beat people. He has a record that's not O and whatever. Yeah. So I don't feel like at this point him coming back over that people can even be like, oh, well, you were fighting wrestlers. And even if so, like, UFC do the same thing that boxing does, right? Don't they do like 24/7 packages leading up to the
big fights they do?
Yeah, so I'm like, last time I saw Brock with a big old beard, like lifting tree trunks and stuff, like Rocky. Stuff. So
that's true.
And I saw him, and I was like, man, don't nobody want to fight Brock. And I think that's when he lost.
And he lost. Yeah, he did.
And I still was like, man. I was like,
all right. So before we get further into wrestling this week, I think it was a pretty good, entertaining week. But let's get into. Let's put some things over. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some things outside of wrestling.
Put over. We need a sound bites for things.
Shout out to my man Nathaniel, who said he was going to give me some imagery. So we would need imaging for the put over. We need imaging for
snack of the week.
The burial.
It's just Selena Vega
of the week. I think it will always be Zelina or Lana for most of the year. I'm not a fan of Lana's ring gear, but we can get to that. Anyway, so let's get started. Outside of wrestling,
awkward.
What are we into? I'll start. This weekend, I was at a convention in D.C. called BlurredCon. BlurredCon was the second year in a row that they've had it.
What's BlurredCon?
I was going to say, what's blurred for people who don't know?
Well, let's talk about what the definition of a blurred is.
Let's break it down.
So a blurred is defined anyway as traditionally the term meant black nerd. It's two shortened words meaning black nerd. They've expanded the definition to mean any nerd in any marginalized group. So that means any minority, any person who's been marginalized or sexual orientation, gender, or things like that. Teak has a question.
Excuse me, teacher Ran.
Yes.
What's marginalized?
No. Doesn't it always start with black people and then it includes everybody else?
Boom.
It's always, hey, all of this happened to black people.
Latinos will ride your wave.
And also.
And it's like, wait, but we also want Latinos. We also want gay and lesbian and transgender. We want people, anybody who's felt Asians. Outcast by the world.
You know, and
with them there.
And we've had that conversation before where I feel like, you know, they're all our brothers in arms, because if you've been marginalized or disrespected or, you know, in any kind of way from the majority,
we ride with
then,
you.
Yeah, you need to be part of a group that feels like they're going to watch your back or help elevate.
What was that line in Sorry to Bother You? Glenn was like, same struggle, yo.
Yeah, same.
So same thing, man. I feel like that's actually been, that's interesting you say that. It actually was a point of people getting like kind of controversial about it. Like, yo,
I've heard
you've
about
extended
it.
Blurred to mean other people now. Like, I thought just we were the blurreds.
Oh no, I didn't even know about that. You're talking about black people being offended that other people was getting
yeah. Really?
I was talking about just the nerd community, because I've heard even black people say that they don't like the term blurred, because again, that's like,
it, like,
we're all nerds.
Them, like,
exactly. Like, sometimes
certain,
like, labels are bad.
If
nerd.
We're all nerds, then why do we need to separate? Exactly. White nerds, black nerds, brown nerds, Asian nerds. That's not necessary.
So I've seen that, you know, side of it.
I think it's because there was just a lot of, like, poking at, you know, black people or even people of color cosplaying as traditional characters who are white or Asian.
Right.
So there's been a lot of that. So then
been going on.
This is kind of like the inception of, well, everybody's been picked on. We'll create like a support system and rise up against it.
And Ren, isn't this also
it could be like they're losing their roots though.
Isn't this also where the POC? The NPC, stems from?
Yeah, nerdy people.
Totally. Because NPCs, if you want to explain, collective. I'll let you do it because you're the video game expert, but if you can explain the NPC in a video game and why you guys took offense to that, because what's normally the position of an NPC?
Yeah. An NPC is a non-player character. So in a role-playing game, you run into a person who's like, hey.
I took an arrow to the knee.
Hey, I like socks.
Automatic programs.
One silly line, and they're not essential to the story. And that's where we felt like a lot of people of color were. We just were bit players, background players. Mm-hmm. So I felt like they needed to kind of take the forefront a little bit. And that's what BlurredCon's about. And for that reason, it's got my support. I missed it last year, but everyone said, like, man, this one was so much bigger, so much better. It was basically like you could have might as well called this one WakandaCon because every other person was Black Panthered out, which was dope. Like, it looked like Wakanda. Like, you saw so many women and like, wrestler either Shuri or...
I mean, Black Panther was still this year. Let's not forget. Like,
true.
Black Panther is also, what you guys might not know, still in some theaters. It's at the drive-in right now being played as double features. Like, Black Panther might be the first... what is it? I think it's the first Marvel or something. They're trying to push it past one of these... like marks where like a billion or something
for $1 billion movie? Marvel movies.
Wow. And so it is definitely
and Black Panther is still on the road.
Oh yeah, it's still rolling. Now, blur was originally a term for black nerds, as I said, and recently the creators of the term were like, nah, we gotta include more people. And it's definitely been something that hasn't had its fair share of full acceptance. People have been like, oh, I don't know. But
you welcome those people,
I think,
though, don't
that
you, Ren?
I absolutely do. I'm all about it. I think that, you know, when you start cutting people out of things, it just starts to feel a little more like we're becoming the bullies. If you're the nerd,
you're going against your roots.
You should never want to push people out and be like, you can't come in. So anyway, the thing was great. I saw people of all colors, all races, all genders, all orientations, and dope cosplay. I saw the best Sephiroth, one-winged angel. As a woman, like, I just saw so much good stuff there.
Was that the best cosplay costume that you saw?
I think that was the best I saw. I saw a lot of great Black Panthers as well, a lot of great Killmongers, a Sabretooth that was really dope.
That's dope.
So anyway, it was so cool to
see. Any fat Black Panthers?
I didn't see any. but what I liked the most is I saw all age ranges. I saw older folks. I saw younger kids. I saw kids our age. All together cosplaying. I saw whole families cosplaying together, and I was like, this is dope, because this is something that people of color would have never had a year, 2, 3, 4 years ago. So it was awesome. Then we played a show. Shout out to Substantial, who played on that show. K Murdoch backed us up, DJ A Rock, and Asheru, who, if his name doesn't sound familiar, he is the MC who raps the theme song of the Boondocks. So I am the stone at the Boulder Refuse, you know what I mean? So he wrote that for Aaron
McGruder.
That's
dope. He performed at a show with you guys.
Live. Yeah. So that was pretty legendary.
How's his original
really good
content?
Really good content, man. Real smart dude. He's an educator.
So
as
it's
well.
Like real lyrical.
Very lyrical.
Like lo-fi beats.
Yeah. Dope.
I mean,
dope,
that Boondocks intro rap is dope. So.
It is. It's fire. Yeah. So he spit that, but he explained how, like, man, Aaron McGruder made him rewrite that like 10 times. And he was like, when he got to the 10th, he was like, look, if this don't work, I'm just not on it. And he did it, and the 10th one was the one they picked. So shout out to Asheru, shout out to Substantial.
That's what's up. I'll have great to check times. Some of his stuff out.
Please go to blurcon.com, support it next year.
Go next year. Is it always in the same place?
Well, it's only been around for 2 years. It's been in DC both times, so okay. I'm guessing probably.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out. Is that's a DC exclusive kind?
I feel like it kind of is. Okay. DC is they do call it Chocolate City, so it makes sense for it to be there. But that was my put over. Teak, what you got?
I'm gonna put over some movies. I went to the movies a bunch because that's what I do.
You got a movie pass?
Goes to the movies.
Yeah, I do. Teak's takes.
He's a movie goer.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll put this out there, and they didn't sponsor me to do this, but, you know, like AMC offers this new, it's called the A-Stubs or something, where if you pay basically $20 a month, you can see 3 movies a week. So you can see like 12 movies a month for $20.
Yeah.
And you can see the same movie over and over if you want to. You can go to
any of the locations, right?
Yeah, any of the locations you can go to. When you order your tickets online, you save, you don't pay fees, all that stuff. It's got a lot of good.
I heard they're going to be increasing the prices just to kind of sustain themselves.
I don't know, because, like, when they first started it,
yeah.
And I signed up, like, the first day.
Yeah.
So it says that you have to do it for 3 months before you can,
like, opt out or whatever.
Opt out, yeah. Sure. So they're basically like, oh, I don't want you just doing this and then getting out. We want to at least get our money for a couple months of this that we're trying to do.
So what did you see, Pete?
I saw Tom Cruise run around a bunch in Mission Impossible Fallout.
Tom Cruise, Parkour, Part 2.
Man, Tom Cruise is awesome. I'm sorry. Everybody might like, he might be crazy in real life,
yeah.
But on screen, when he's running around, he's doing some action.
He still looks good, too. Yeah,
like even in The Mummy, which people say is a shitty movie. Right. Like he still did like his own stunts and everything.
Stuff, yeah.
In that, so
wait, Tom Cruise is in The Mummy,
the new Mummy,
yeah, one of the
new the new one. I'm about to say, not the old one,
the one that was supposed to be the Monster Cinematic Universe that that they were doing.
They were talking about that. So did you hear that he broke his ankle in one of the scenes in that movie, and they kept the scene? So were you able to notice a part where he like limps?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a running scene where I think he runs and he jumps over like a building to another building.
So he no sold it,
and you can see like him stumble or whatever, and you can see. But it's a bunch of stuff like him jumping from one roof through a window to another building, man. Like. Yeah, Tom Cruise, he carries those Mission Impossible movies. And these are the first, just let me tell you real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
The last 3 Mission Impossible movies are a complete story. So, like, I think there's 5 Mission Impossible movies now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been the star of all of them. But not until the 3rd one did they do a arc. So
a spinoff?
No, not a spinoff, an arc. Like, all of it is connected. So, from the 3rd movie to this movie, like, if you didn't see the 3rd one, it'll be stuff that you missed because... It's a complete story with the last 3 Mission Impossible films have had the same villain.
So you definitely got to recommend to watch.
Yeah, so that would be like what? Ghost Protocol. You need to see that one. You need to see, what was the other one called? I don't know. The last 3 Mission Impossibles. Go check those out. And I also saw Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
With waffles.
Mm-hmm. Took my stepdaughter to go see that.
How was that?
Man, that movie was awesome. I don't really watch Teen Titans Go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of just a Teen Titans guy. I didn't like when they switched the animation to like the Powerpuff Girl
cartoony
style. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's fun. It's for kids. It's a lot of fart jokes. They had waffles in it, you know, doing stuff like that, singing songs. The songs were good in it. It had
did it have a lot of like jokes with double entendres or anything like that?
It had a lot of Robin twerking. He likes to shake his butt apparently on on Teen Titans.
Booty
and then
shake,
booty
shake, booty 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 shake.
A lot of Cyborg doing speakers out of his back, playing the music so they can all sing and dance too.
Mm-hmm.
But it had Deathstroke. He was the bad guy on it.
Yeah, nice.
So
they called him Deadpool.
They did.
Wait,
they did.
Really?
Yeah, they were making Deadpool jokes about him. That was funny. There was Stan Lee jokes about it because Stan Lee was in the movie. He voiced himself in the movie.
What?
No,
yeah,
cool.
And he was like, there was a part, so he was doing it, and they were like, he was like, hey, I gotta make my cameo. And then somebody was whispering in his ear, and he was like, what? This is a DC movie. I gotta go.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
That was funny. That's cool. Little Yachty voiced Green Lantern.
Nice. That's so, actually pretty cool.
So, yeah. He's out here getting that movie money.
It's a thumbs up.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, they had, like, this little, like, not a mid-credit scene or something, but it was just, like, at the end of the movie, like, it was, like, staticking. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you heard, like, voices like, hey, can you hear us?
Wait. Is this a spoiler before you
say this? No, this isn't a spoiler because everybody knows.
But you have to watch after the
movie. No, I think people already know about this online and stuff, whatever. It's about them bringing Teen Titans back.
No, but I'm saying, like, after you watch the movie, you want to wait for the credits.
Yeah, okay. If you want to see this. It's a short little clip of just static, and then eventually the screen gets clear, and it's the Teen Titans. Robin's like, oh, I think it works. And he's like, I think we found a way back. And then it cuts off. So they're supposed to be bringing the original Teen Titans to the DC streaming service.
Gotcha.
So that's what that was for.
That's what's up, man. All right, so cool.
DC trying to get it out here.
Yo, DC serious. We talked about that last week, so I'm definitely curious.
We had a whole episode about that.
I think it might, I mean, you know, this might actually work out.
Yeah.
So, Neo, what are you putting over?
Well, with all the talk about watching Power, I started watching Power and
the Power of Persuasion.
Yeah. Listen, I hang out with you
Persuasion.
Guys.
50 Cent music.
Legal. So good. Gotta get paid, yo.
So what do you think, man?
It's really crazy. It's like there's lots of drama.
Is that theme really, song the only thing that Power has to do with music?
Yeah. No,
it's not like it doesn't take place in like the rap industry.
Yeah,
nah. Okay.
No, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of storytelling.
It's the drug gang.
Yeah,
the guy who wears the suit, is that Ghost or is that Tommy?
That's Ghost.
Yeah. Okay.
The black guy is Ghost. The white guy is Tommy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I just want to ask some questions because I don't watch it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I'm probably still not going to watch it. I just want to know what happens.
Gotta watch it.
Why though?
Does Ghost sell drugs or does Ghost kill people?
Both.
Both.
Okay, so he kills people and sells drugs in a suit?
Family man.
Okay.
And he owns the club. So he's the legit side, but he also puts in work.
Work.
So he's like Cottonmouth on Luke Cage?
Yeah, kind
of. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually a good comparison. But he's also got a family and all that, but so he keeps them away from his drama.
Okay, but the drama ends up creeping into the family life. Okay.
It's like somebody, I told somebody it was Game of Thrones in the hood.
Without
and
the
they
incest.
Were like, yo, it's Game of Spades then?
Game of Hoods.
I thought that was funny.
You say Game
Shout
of Spades.
Shout out to Tanya who sold me that. I was like, that's hilarious.
I got next.
Game of Spades. Without the incest, that's true. Not yet.
Oh man!
No, I'm just playing. I haven't seen any incest, thank God. But it's a lot of
they
sexy,
try to keep
sexy
that
people
the,
get
yeah,
naked and
they
like
try to keep that off the hood dramas.
Yeah, I was telling y'all like I was trying to watch it at work because I said you know I have downtime sometimes at work, and yeah, I just see a titty pop up on my phone. I'm like, oh God!
Yeah, it's not the not
at
the,
least it was on your phone. I thought you were watching it on your work.
Yeah,
computer.
My big ass monitor.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, oh no.
Yeah, so
it's pretty crazy. It, sometimes it'll just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. You better tell them somebody.
How you doing?
It's like
it's been a long day.
You sent you a link and you opened it and didn't know.
I don't even know
be.
What this is, man. It's on Hulu.
I don't know. Somebody did this.
But I liked it a lot. It's like I said, lots of storytelling, lots of drama, really lots of drama.
How much did you like it? How many episodes have you watched?
I'm already on like season two.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been rolling.
And
okay.
These episodes are like what? Like 45
minutes?
Yeah, an hour long. And yeah, I've been rolling through them. And,
sounds like you like it, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You should watch it, man.
Would you recommend it? Because I'm the only person in the group who hasn't watched it yet, Dan.
It's really good if you have the time for it. But I mean, because you really have to, you know, listen to a lot of the story because if not you can kind of like well what this happened why this happened who said what to who
Man,
to kill
it's so
who
crazy
but
because
I feel
like
clipped
picking up a new show is almost like if you were to start dating a new
dog
girl.
We talked about this last week with streaming like you can just pick it up whenever you
and
can
then put it down no, whenever you want
yeah. Nah, man it's Once you have you, to, you have first, to, you have to learn a whole new story about somebody else and I don't know if I'm ready to
get that selective
to
memory
invest,
storage
to invest in a new story.
What are you watching now then?
I'm finishing Luke Cage. I think I got two episodes left on that. I'm still trying to finish Black Lightning. I got a few episodes left on that. Yeah, not waiting.
Two shows.
Yeah, waiting on some stuff. Waiting on some shows
right
to start
on.
Back. And yeah.
So you got some. You got a little got bit time. Of space. You can get into it. If you watch one, you'll be hooked.
On top of the 8 hours of wrestling we watch a week.
Speaking of wrestling, let's say we talk wrestling, eh?
Wrestle frazzle.
Brock Lesnar did a whole 3-hour show. That was interesting.
Oh, man. Brock, what if Brock Lesnar did a whole 3-hour show?
Let's talk about, I know, just 3 hours
of Brock. A one-man Brock Lesnar show.
I said it off mic that Brock did some of his best acting in like his probably forever in WWE.
And that acting was, it was believable because he believed
because
in
I
it.
Think it was true. That's why. You don't have to act when you're just telling the truth. Raw's ratings went up this week, of course, once Brock, once they put out the word that Brock was going to be there.
With Mr. Big
and
Head.
Ronda Rousey came back, so it was two big returns.
Yeah, I was getting that on the app.
Yeah, even the app was like, Brock Lesnar finally returned. Like, it was just all over. Like
they finally, in bold letters in red, underscore early italicized.
Early in the day, it was letting me know that he was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
They knew it was up. Okay, so.
And Ronda's fighting next week.
Ronda's first Raw match is happening against Alicia Fox. who's winning this match?
Alicia Fox. She's the more experienced veteran.
Alicia Fox.
She's a veteran. She's a former women's champion.
Former women's champion. How many women's championships does Ronda have?
She led the women's Survivor Series team. Come on now.
The captain.
She's the captain.
Man, unless she got her
crazy. She's crazy as a fox.
Unless she got her old flame from 205 about to come up and cause a distraction. She is not winning this match.
No, I'm darn his abs.
Oh, man. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Ronda can't lose her first match on Raw.
Ronda is about to embarrass her, and it's sad that that is Alicia Fox's role to get embarrassed.
It's like she just came back just for this.
Can I ask y'all, you guys seen the finisher that she does, right? That swinging Samoan drop?
Mm-hmm.
The judo, isn't that the, you're talking about Ronda, right?
Yeah, Ronda, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the swinging Samoan drop.
So she racks him on the shoulders and does like the swinging Samoan drop. What do you guys think of that?
I love it. Yeah? I love the snap on it. It's like an angle slam, but harder.
Okay.
Like angles when he's just kind of the high angle and it's just.
It was like a Saito suplex.
And he falls very slow. Mm. But this one is a snap and you just come down
and
hard.
That's what I feel like her offense has mostly been. Like the quick flurry of punches, the judo flip throw, the hip toss throw, and then that snapping, Samoan.
They got to give it a name. What would you call that?
I think we talked about it on here. Oh, go ahead. I don't know what I would call that.
The Rowdy Maker.
Rowdy Maker.
I don't know. We'll come up with a name. Anyway, listeners.
But we talked about how she needs to tone the punches down.
The flurries?
The flurries of punches.
Do you think she needs working punches or needs to...
No, well, like a working punch. She needs to learn how to work a punch. Uh-huh. Not just working punches, but she needs to know. She needs to learn the pace of a wrestling match.
So if you
That's what I mean. Punches are slow and deliberate. In a wrestling match, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not always
a flurry.
Exactly. And that's when she throws punches, that's what she does. And
I wish y'all could see T calls a flurry.
T attempting the flurry is pretty great. We need to make a GIF out of that.
Yeah, it's like a comedian. I'm not really doing it, but I'm just doing it. So I think she needs to learn how.
So do you think she needs to like grab the head?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like a Randy Orton punch.
Yeah, I would like to see some of that. Becoming her offense, like her getting more, what do they call it? Methodical in what she's doing.
More pacing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, put somebody in the corner, give them some slower punches, not just fast, 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 fast. We don't need the match to be over in 2 minutes, you know? Let's stretch the match out. Let's see what you got. Let's see what your offense is. Because right now, not really seeing our offense, just.
Right.
Her special moves that she wants to get put over anyway.
Like so the armbar, the elbow lock.
That's what I was going to say. Whatever the Samoan drop thing y'all are saying she does is good for her because most of the women are small.
Yeah.
So she'll be able to impose that on them. Yeah. But when she was fighting Nia Jax, she can't do the armbar.
No.
You know?
Yeah. True. I thought overall Raw was a good show. We got some good stuff leading into some, I think, decent matches happening at SummerSlam. But we'll talk about SummerSlam, of course, in a couple weeks.
The Daniel Bryan Miz.
I was getting into SmackDown.
Oh, well, so let's don't talk leave Raw yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was there something else on Raw you want to talk about?
Yeah, what did you think about Apollo Crews beating one of the dudes from Authors of Pain? What's up with that?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That was not on the Hulu version. I had to read to find that out.
Apollo Crews won a match.
Someone on Forbes, when I was reading it, was like, I hope that this push for Titus Worldwide does not have to do with Hulk Hogan coming back. But,
oh, no.
But they've been winning matches the last couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if it's a result of, okay, let's, you know, you might not
really
be happy.
They're not really winning matches like that. It's like 50-50 booking, because the last time they got beat up and then they...
Who's they?
Titus Worldwide got beat up by Authors of Pain. It wasn't a match. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, Titus Worldwide, clotheslined those guys out of the ring or whatever and stuff like that. It still wasn't a match. It was just
run-ins, altercations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I do want to jump into SmackDown, because the big story on SmackDown is the women's title story, which I think is really interesting.
Oh, I was upset at this.
This was really...
The return of the queen.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so to bring you all into it, the beginning of the show, Carmella's talking. Oh, I just, you know, I didn't know that. You know, I'm so glad I'm to be here.
Yeah,
no one respected me.
Becky was talking
to
first.
Becky. Becky was in the ring.
Great promo.
I've been saying the last couple of weeks on this show, like, I've been so proud of the way they've been pushing mm-hmm. Becky, and they're committed to her, and they just told me today that they're not committed to her.
But you know, and you know, the fans were so, they were genuinely committed to her.
Yeah.
She wasn't shoved or anything like that.
No,
she was a white meat baby face, wears her emotions on her sleeves. Mm-hmm. She fights for what's right.
Becky Lynch is like the people's champ.
That's what I'm saying. She did everything like a baby face should. And the crew was so, like, yeah, the WWE Universe was just so behind it. And then all of a sudden,
they just pulled the rug out.
Well, it's like one of those things, you know, it doesn't always work, but it worked well with her. Like when you keep beating them up, and it's like, oh, well, they're trying the best they can, and
they should have adjusted
clawing and scraping to get there.
Yeah, like, the crowd didn't be like, oh, we're bored with Becky. Like,
right, that's
never happened.
No, they've been behind her.
So they reward her, you think, with a one-on-one SummerSlam match.
Which was much deserved.
So reserved. She even said in her promo, I haven't had a match for the title in like a year and a half.
Since 2017,
right? She was 16. Champion in 2016.
Yeah, a year and a half she's had a title match. So she's about to get a one-on-one SummerSlam match, which is like every person's dream.
And prior to this, she beat Carmella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so everybody
she made her
Carmella
tap
back
out.
In the day.
Well, yeah. No, I think just last week, though, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, she beat her to get this match, I think.
Yeah.
Okay,
so she earned her spot.
Just to bring everybody that might not have seen it up to speed, Charlotte comes out and helps, and then Charlotte gets a match with Carmella. If she wins the match, she's added to the match as a triple threat. And I knew, I was like, oh, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Triple threat, Charlotte's back.
And
how do you feel about it, T?
Triple threat, Charlotte.
I already know how Neo feels. How you feel? Charlotte's the queen. I'm not mad, but I'm a little sad for Becky.
Yeah. When SummerSlam? Do we have another week?
Two weeks.
I would have rather had Charlotte and Becky fight each other next Tuesday to see who would actually fight.
Would you rather have next or the go home show?
Well, I'm saying either one of these. I would rather the stipulation had been, well,
like,
since Charlotte is back, and Charlotte is the queen, obviously, like, for Charlotte to fight Becky Lynch. And let Becky Lynch overcome Charlotte, which obviously would make her going into the match like.
But this is not Becky's fault.
Right, but can I ask something real quick?
Yeah.
Did Charlotte have a rematch against Carmella? Like, did she invoke her rematch clause? Do you guys remember?
She had to rematch the following.
She did, after
the pay per view when she got beat up.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
They ruined her match.
Thank you.
So she had her rematch.
They did give it to her.
That's why I was saying it would have been if she would have fought,
made her fight her way back in.
Yeah.
Right.
Now she's just like instantly one match.
I mean, but she did fight her way back in. But I don't think it's like
she ran her way back in
one night. Yeah. Like, come on.
No, that's what I'm saying. The way that they did it, like,
Naomi didn't even show up on the show.
Why make you fight the champion to be added to the match? Fight the number one contender. That way, we don't have to make this a triple threat. Either you beat the number one contender and you got the spot, or you not in the match.
Like, I agree.
Totally.
Kaz, writers, are y'all listening? Because I agree.
I'd bring it back next Tuesday and
bring
be like,
back.
Actually, Charlotte.
They might do that. You got some time.
You got some more to do.
Another woman, like a Naomi, could be like, yo, I don't like how you just jumped in line. I've been here. Fight me right now for your spot in that match.
Something to give it more, something that to give it like she deserves it more.
got to make her work for it.
Got to make her work for it.
I mean, when you think about it, this is WWE's problem with like the storylines of what they want you to remember and what they don't want you to remember.
We're always so jaded with that. Like
because
I can't help. I have a memory.
Because we should be like, well, Charlotte got jumped by the Iconics and
shenanigans.
She got screwed out of her spot.
Right.
Our number one contendership.
And Carmella. So they jumped her both times, both the last times, you know. Mm-hmm. So it should be like, we should be like, oh, well, you know, she got a grudge. Where it left
everybody
off that before.
Everybody got a grudge with Carmella.
Like, but I'm like, where
Asuka
it left off before she got injured.
Asuka's got a grudge,
she's got
too.
The biggest grudge.
And Ellsworth came back and cost her her match. So,
but she got her revenge on Ellsworth.
Yeah, but so, that ain't in the title picture no more.
That dude's going to be at All In. Come on now.
I don't care. Ellsworth is at All In. We need to talk about All In too at some point. But yo, like, I was so disappointed. But but it's not SummerSlam yet. So maybe they got time to fix this. I feel like Charlotte has the pedigree. Yeah, we know that. Like, this is the queen.
Yeah.
But to just throw her in, like, oh, it's SummerSlam time. We need the queen.
Now,
let's just push her in the match.
Yeah, and I honestly think that Becky Lynch would be a good champion. I think that she can hold her own and hold
Becky's
the title.
Becky's still going to go over. I think they did this just because
Carmella can't wrestle.
So.
Yeah, but is Carmella going to get pinned?
Yeah.
And save Charlotte's face?
Yeah. Charlotte's not going to get pinned.
I think.
Okay. Or Charlotte goes heel in this match. That's my prediction.
So, and then my thing is, if you watch this match, how long was she out? Maybe like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
No, more than that.
Really?
More than that. At least a month.
At least a month? Okay, yeah. Let's just
say
4 weeks.
I haven't seen Charlotte since her rematch.
4 weeks, yeah, 4 weeks,
she
5 weeks.
She did the Sports Illustrated thing. She's out while that was out. She had her rematch, and then she was gone. So it's been about a month.
This match was a really bad match.
The like, match with her and Carmella?
Yeah.
Yo, Carmella can't wrestle.
Yeah, but
I feel bad saying it.
You figure like if you're good in the ring, you could try to work with anyone.
You're right.
You know?
We always say AJ makes everybody look great.
You know?
And this
Charlotte
is why
can
I
make
keep,
her look great.
This is why I keep saying that they need more women's titles, but you guys made me understand last week like how many titles it is
like,
already
too
in.
Many, yeah.
But it just sucks because there's so many other good women wrestlers that aren't in the main event scene. Mm-hmm. That what are they fighting for? What's their prize?
But
what is it
like?
What do you
it's
earn?
It's like a revolving door, a merry-go-round. You jump on, you get your titles matches, and then you got to hop off. Mm-hmm. And somebody's on, and they get them run, and you got to hop off.
Really? So who's like, getting? So Ember Moon is gonna get a.
She's gonna get her.
She's gonna get pushed up there. You think?
Yeah, maybe by Survivor Series. Who knows? Like they might do something like final last woman standing is number one contender.
See,
who knows?
And the thing is, I feel like Asuka and Ember Moon still kind of have to pay their dues, you know, which is unfortunate because they're really good
and I'm
workers.
Not
really got to do their time.
Yeah.
I'm mad about Asuka, but I understand because she came in so
trash.
Where she,
I had to say it
where
a
she should have.
Asuka's trash.
she came in where she should have been champion because she was so hot.
She was too hot, though.
She got screwed.
But they Shinsuke'd her.
Oh, that's a good way to put
it. That is a really good way to put it. They had to like kind of neuter her. Because
Shinsuke came in hot, and then it was like, oh, we need to rebuild you because people don't know who you are or they don't understand why you're hot.
They kind of did her a disservice bringing her in hot. She should have lost to Ember Moon in NXT.
Well, dude, do you even remember she came in hot and then she fought old girl that got fired the next day?
Emma,
and that was a good
yo,
match.
That was a good ass match.
Me and Ram was watching that match. I was like, man, that match was good. And then after that, Asuka was fighting jobbers until a pay per view.
A really good match, but Emma probably came back and was like, oh, she hurt me or something like that. She kicks too hard. It was probably something like that.
Well, see, I would like to see like Asuka fight, you know, like some, or she already fought one of the Iconics. She needs to fight the other Iconic.
Why not both at the same time?
She can take them.
Do it at SummerSlam.
Yeah, do something like that. Or even if she went up against
Neo is a weird fan of these Iconic women. He's always talking about them, and I still have yet to see anything that they've done good.
They're dope. They are
like,
cool.
But other than Becky and Charlotte, who else is another contender on SmackDown? Zelina or Lana?
Naomi.
Why see, Naomi and Ember.
I saw a tweet from Naomi. Like, somebody was like, Naomi I missed
Asuka.
You. I missed you on SmackDown this week, boo. Where were you at? And she responded, in catering. So, like,
so
hey.
She
was there. They just didn't have anything for her.
That's too bad.
So, like, that it's a two-hour show. So
that's too bad.
You did two women's segments.
I mean, I always say that I hate to see all the women get thrown in the ring together. but I kind of want to see like a four-way of like the top women right now. Like I want to see like Charlotte versus Becky versus Asuka versus
that would be dope.
Versus who's versus Ember or something, you know? Like
that's what they should have done and let Becky get her one-on-one and did a triple threat or a four-way for a number one contender at SummerSlam. They would have burned it down, you know?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying, because they always throw everybody together and then you have like the good ones versus the not good ones. So I want to see the top crop like fight each other.
That's true. I mean, I've been trying to push hard for people getting a chance. And now in both shows, we have champions that are women champions that are like not the greatest, but both good on the mic, great heels with Carmella and Alexa. Mm-hmm.
They bring the drama.
You need that
around the title.
So you know what I mean? As like, great well, as Becky is, she doesn't bring the drama. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like she's just on the surface. She's just good.
Yeah.
So it's like you need an evil to combat that because she's just so pure. So maybe they'll turn her heel or something. I don't know.
While we're talking about women, I think we skipped this because I think they're on Raw. But I am so disgusted with the Sasha Banks Bayley outcome.
I skipped that. Did you see their outfit?
I watched it.
Do you know that
her Mikaze, man.
Do you know her pants said
Boston Hug Connection.
Yeah. I almost threw up in my mouth.
Rock and Sock Connection.
Shout out to Mikaze who put those together.
He holds it down.
Friend of the show.
But, not mad at him. That's his job, but I almost threw up in my mouth a little bit when I saw that. Man.
But I liked it. That's lame. Cool. That's lame.
I kind of
like it. It's almost too obvious because they're just like forcing this. Like, look, they're friends. They love each connection. Other.
I think it's kind of like, you know, paying homage to, you know, the Rock and Sock Connection.
We know. We get it.
I know that, but.
We get it. It's just lame.
They were like not friends, and then they became friends.
I think
you know?
When something is lame and paying homage, that is still not good.
I like
it's not good.
I like it.
That was not good.
It was like it wasn't paying homage. That was like a cheap. Like look at cheap this, pop. So that you can.
Well, Bayley is such think a wrestling
think about the Rock
nerd.
And we remember when the you Rock. Think of us.
Yeah. Don't you remember the Rock?
But she was such a wrestling nerd. Like that's something like cute that she would want to do.
Matching ring gear.
So.
Tag teaming together. This
so
is
if,
so.
If the Rock and Sock Connection, who would you say who's the Rock, who's the Mankind out of Bayley and Sasha?
Neither. They don't have the charisma of either. Also,
that's real talk.
Also, the Rock and Sock Connection did not get along. So now they're buddy-buddy. No, but now they're buddy-buddy. But with the Rock and Sock Connection, the Rock was picking on
Bloody matches before that. They had a year of bloody matches. Yeah. Where they were trying to kill each other.
They didn't get along, and then they got along. Kind of like now, where these ladies didn't get along, and now they got along.
I don't even think with The Rock and Mankind, and it was like, and now they're getting along. It was like, and now I tolerate you.
And now
it
they're
was
getting
never,
along.
It was never getting along. Mankind they're always, along. He always worked The Rock's nerves.
Let me talk about.
Go ahead.
Getting along.
Hugs and bosses.
About not getting along. Let's get away from that. SmackDown has two of the best storylines right now in wrestling, I think. Miz and Daniel Bryan.
And AJ Styles and Samoa Joe.
AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. And maybe a third, because I'm actually intrigued about it, is Randy Orton and Jeff Hardy.
Oh, okay.
This Randy Orton thing is getting interesting. One thing I noticed about the Randy Orton thing, he came out for Jeff. Jeff kind of stumbled over his promo, but he came out to like, oh, I'm going to face you. And then Shinsuke pops up. And it's like, what is this? I don't know.
But Bad Street USA.
It's like, oh, now we're like a bad faction, or we just both hate Jeff Hardy.
Bad news, baby.
Yeah, so, it's just the enemy of my enemy. Like, they're just working Jeff
over. I like that. I like that Randy has been, like, vicious, brutal.
Methodical.
Pouring the water on him and wiping his face paint off.
Erasing
and
the
like,
enigma.
He's trying to
erase the
enigma.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Randy Orton is good. When he cares, when he gives a fuck,
well,
and obviously,
he cares now.
Randy Orton's good when he's a bad guy.
Obviously,
no, he's the best Randy Orton when he's a heel.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I think I'm sure that he has something to do with what's going on right now.
Oh
and
yeah,
that they
he
were,
probably was
that
like,
they
"Let me just
like,
beat up people.
Yeah.
Like, you know stop trying to play to the crowd. Let
you
me
know
beat up people."
Really cool is like he snatched Jeff Hardy's chain.
Mm-hmm.
So he like he kept he, it like dead him, did him dirty.
My friend called that kink porn. He's like ripping his clothes off. He's took his little chain off. And
last week he put his finger through his
ear thing.
His earlobe and was pulling at that.
And I always thought that was something, you know, you don't do that in the streets. You don't
take
someone's chain.
You take the chain. That's ultimate disrespect.
can't That's get that true. Back.
You gotta go call the homies and ride now. Maybe he brings Matt and the whole family and the broken woken universe helps him out.
That's
against,
what I want.
Nah, I don't know.
The enigma's been erased, so now he becomes
Brother Nero. It might happen. All right, so here's one thing that did not happen. You know the one thing that Randy Orton didn't do? The last RKO. Two times he beat him up, he did not do the RKO.
Yeah, just that draping DDT.
You know, then I you think you have any clues on why?
Well, I mean, that gets
well,
the week
before
the RKO gets that's the pop. Why he's like, I know what y'all want, the RKO.
They were shouting, no, they were
the
chanting,
week,
and that's why like,
he
RKO,
didn't do it. The week before that, RKO. He didn't do it because Jeff was injured, right? Remember, that's why he didn't RKO him at the pay-per-view, because he said that his neck was injured.
They
so
did say he was injured.
I would have thought that the next week him not giving the RKO might have had to do with that.
I would rather take
but
an
if
RKO
he
DDT'd
but he took
him.
The Kinshasa and
yeah,
DDT's.
That's why I said if he DDT'd him this week, then he should be good.
I think now it's part of the story. Like, I'm not going to give the crowd what they want.
Yeah, like when the Dudley Boys wouldn't pull the tables.
Yeah. So now Randy's just not going to RKO people. Yeah,
not until the pay-per-view.
And he's real old school where he's like attacking each body part just preying on, you know, on Jeff Hardy, just one stop after another, very, you know, meticulous and very thoughtful in what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he ended it on an exclamation point. And the fact that he was still toying with Shinsuke, he played a little bit of mind games with Shinsuke, too.
He did.
You know, so he's kind of like, he's not letting anyone, you know, past his gaze.
I like this Randy Orton. Yeah. I do. I'm into it.
We're supposed to. Well, we like him, but we as
well,
fans
at the same
we don't
time,
like him.
We hate him. We don't like
yeah,
him.
We don't like him. Boo.
So I think right now they're trying to train the crowd so they can stop chanting RKO. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like it's really, really well done cerebral stuff mm-hmm. that they're doing right now. Also, cerebral stuff. Last thing I probably want to talk about.
They want to make them stop chanting RKO. His shirts say RKO. I don't think you want to stop. I don't think you want to stop the money train.
Yeah, this time he had his.
I don't know, man.
He
didn't wear the RKO.
Hoodie,
he wore the
like
Viper.
Apex Predator.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's back to being that.
I think maybe he might not just want to do it for a while, just to kind of change the character mm-hmm. up. Anything that keeps him interested, I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. And talk about mind games. We got Samoa Joe, one of the best in the business on the mic, giving AJ a tongue lashing, basically saying, you're not a good father. You're not mm-hmm. a good husband.
I'm going to beat you so you can be a good daddy.
Now you can go be a good daddy again.
Oui.
This is good stuff, man. I really like it. Yo, man, I think Samoa Joe might win this match. I haven't bet against AJ. I haven't picked against AJ this entire run.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think it's Joe's
time. Might be
time.
Joe's time.
So I'll say.
And I always say that they're good for the let Joe win it and then have a rematch the next day. But I wouldn't be mad at Joe winning it and winning the rematch. Like proving that it's his time by putting the exclamation like I beat him twice.
Yeah. What do you think, Nia?
What's up, Nia?
All right, so
you got thoughts?
Fedora on. Mm-hmm. Joe doesn't need a title.
Take the fedora off now. Answer the question.
All right, so
I know he doesn't need a title. He's super over.
Yeah,
he's super over.
So if fedora off, man, I still want. I'm still a big believer in AJ as a champion. I really am. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I really
he hasn't
am.
Gotten old or gotten lazy or
exactly.
anything like that.
No, he's never been complacent. In fact, his fight against Andrade just kind of furthered that. I've actually fantasy booked like someone should run in prior to this, and it becomes a three-way, unfortunately. And my pick was Andrade.
That would be dope.
My pick Andrade,
yet.
Joe, and AJ.
I'm going to put my fedora on.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And,
ahead.
And this is what I'm going to tell you.
He's going
to
tip it.
This is something that they can stretch out till Mania.
Totally.
This is something that mm-hmm. Joe, because this is what I was going to tell you, because you're like, oh, AJ Styles, he's still a champ. Mm-hmm. He is. Joe can win this title and just like beat up and bully AJ Styles going into Mania.
So do like
AJ
a chase
Styles
story.
Is just exactly AJ nice. Styles is just trying to get the title back.
I love me a good chase.
And Samoa
story.
Joe being who he is just too dominant and holding on to this title.
Yo, that could be great.
So other than Joe on SmackDown, who else is like
who
the other heel?
Ready?
Like one of the top heels. You have Miz. Joe and who? Randy.
Yeah.
Randy. Yeah.
Oh, and Shinsuke.
Shinsuke's
but
a top
Shinsuke's
heel.
Kind of in that U.S. title picture, so
yeah, Who else is there?
Other than the ones who are ready,
I don't know. Rusev's technically a heel still.
And then once and if Samoa Joe gets the belt, it's just so many good fights that Samoa Joe can have.
Yeah, but like, I think the
he can have like
back and forths like with AJ could fights. Be classic. Like, yeah, they need to have at least three or four matches.
Oh yeah, they're gonna. I hope if it's leading up to Mania, I would say that also. But you know, it's only gonna be like you only get
a long way.
Well, the thing, what I'm saying is that
throughout
that time, you can have AJ do his rematches early. Then it's like, oh, you don't get any more matches. You know, then he's got to find ways to get into the matches. Like, oh, well, I won this tournament, or I won this to get back in. Yeah, like, or I got added to this triple threat. Like, he's got to find ways to get the title because he doesn't have any more rematches. And if you don't got any more rematches, then Joe can fight other people. He can fight Randy Orton, which I think Joe versus Randy Orton would be great. Like, you can get Joe versus, like you said, Rusev. Like, if they decide to push Rusev up past the...
And make him, like, a full all the way.
Yeah, I mean, No, I'm just saying if they put him back in the main title picture. He was there before, but now he's just mid-card.
You know what, though? Can we get on a quick Rusev Day tangent?
Sure.
So, do you feel...
Don't break up Rusev Day.
The new shirt was fire.
Right.
I don't know if you saw his new
shirt. I did. I liked it a lot. But I was going to say, do you think what makes Rusev Day, is Aiden English?
Yes.
So it would definitely make
sense. It's not the same without him singing and bringing him in.
He needs to be in Rusev Day, but the fact that they're hinting like they're not together, I don't feel like it would work if they broke up.
No, I don't think so either. But wasn't the start of Rusev getting over before Rusev Day started? Wasn't he already getting over?
No, he was given his official day and he had Aiden English, you know, sing.
Oh yeah, he was in the ring singing for him.
Isn't his day?
Yeah, but Aiden English was singing for him before that moment, right? That was just when they became Rusev Day.
He came out and sang, "Let me sing you a song," and that's when he did it.
Yeah. Oh, that was the first time, and then he was singing for him after that.
Then he's the one that got it over. Really,
I think he got it over. Without him, it's not the same. Unless that's exactly what Vince is doing.
Pulling the plug. Shit.
I hope not.
Which is bad, you know, because
they could be pulling the plug. Like, all right,
Rusev, why would you pull the plug on something that's making money? And you also said that they just put a new shirt out. The other thing,
everybody got a new shirt. Well, Ty Dillinger got new shirts.
Does he really?
Yeah. They put a new color on the same print.
Oh, I was about to say, that's a waste of ink.
Everybody gets new shirts.
Yeah.
Yo, the new Braun shirt. I'm going to show it to you. Yo, it's so dope.
But I was going
to
say, maybe they might just put them all together, like Rusev, Lana, and Aiden. And instead of break them up, make them more whole.
So do you feel them three as a... like a
baby, no, like I don't feel anything about Lana being added to that because I don't think that she adds anything.
It's not this.
So I'll say this.
She doesn't add anything.
Do you feel, but all three of them as a babyface faction or them as a heel faction?
As a face. But
babyface.
But then that would almost be like, they would almost be like the New Day.
Yeah.
Like when I think of three goofsters, like.
Well, I mean. Not necessarily goofsters, but...
Yeah, Rusev is a goof.
He is.
No,
he can fight.
Did that do
it? He can fight.
Is this a drawing?
It's a comic drawing.
But I think, like, you know, honestly, if they came up as a heel faction, I think it would be better because he has the beautiful valet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's got the... So I think that Lana can't be a full-time wrestler for it to work. She needs to be the cute valet.
Yeah. But she could, you know, she can get down if she needs to.
Right, right.
And then you have Aiden English who can run distractions, you know, and they can sing about like, oh, you know, we're in your crappy town, but don't worry because Rusev Day's here, you know, something like that.
I
would like it like that if I could fantasy book it.
I think they're threatening pulling the plug just to see if this maintains the Rusev Day thing. And if it doesn't, they're like, see? Told you it wasn't over. Gone.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
You got anything else to talk about on Raw?
No. I was ready to end the WWE talk and talk about this All-In thing, but you got something else?
Some NXT talk, if we can mention anything from us going to NXT.
What's going on NXT? I haven't watched lately.
Well, I was talking about because we went, you know.
Oh, yeah. Sunday, let's talk about it. NXT Phoenix was in town last Sunday. We had some, the homies came through. Big shout out to Great Black Otaku for looking out.
King of the Sit.
His name is Brennan Williams King now. Of the Sit. No more Great Black.
He's just Brennan Otaku. Williams.
He got sitting over.
somehow.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. This guy
sitting is over.
This is why nothing against him, because man, what he was doing was great. Mm-hmm. But this is why
when you come up
from NXT, that they have to destroy you and rebuild you, because the NXT crowd will put a sit over.
They'll cheer for anything.
NXT crowd will.
They were chanting, over. Holy
Vince,
sit.
Vince probably and looked at that video and was like, look at this. You want me to take this seriously? They just are cheering for him sitting down. What the hell is this?
Lenny Kravitz, pal.
And after he lost, they cheered for him to sit one more time.
And he did.
Before he left.
Got a huge pop.
So,
I wonder, how do you think they felt about that backstage, like him just taking one more sit?
I just thought if he popped the boys in the back, he got it over. They're going to want him to do it again.
Okay.
You say how they feel in the back.
Yeah, like going into business for yourself. Like, oh, you lost now because the crowd's asking you to do something. You do it. Like,
oh, I mean,
isn't that kind of going into business?
It's kind of funny.
I would think that's what you were supposed to do, because if anything, like I would say pretty much the same thing Heavy Machinery did when they came out and helped Dolph. Like,
yeah. They did the worm.
They wanted to. Times. Well, they were out there dancing for a long time. Even once Dolph left, they were still out there. Like,
yeah,
they were the
yeah.
last people to leave. Yeah, and I was like, oh, they're getting their shine.
Dolph was there?
Yeah, Dolph. I mean, not Dolph. No. Sorry. Fucking well, yeah, Prince I'm Pretty.
Like, wait, what are you talking
bad.
About?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Breeze.
I meant Tyler Breeze.
The other pretty guy.
But it was dope because, I think if you're doing something entertaining, funny, because honestly, if I was in the back and I saw him just like sit randomly in the ring, I thought that was pretty funny. If he's popping me, I mean, he's going to get it over with the crowd. I mean, you're going to keep doing what gets you over.
Everything gets
right.
over.
That's what I was know? Saying about Heavy Machinery, them coming out and dancing with Tyler Breeze. That was funny. I enjoyed that.
But that's house show stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't do this on TV.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff is extra for house
I think shows. He's still going to do the sitting thing.
You think he's going to do sits on
TV? Yeah, kind of like how Alistair does like the flippy thing and he sits. Yeah. But the thing is, when he prepares.
The flippy thing is cool.
What he does, though, he starts the match kind of. You know, like he's going to start, and then he kind of like backs off like tranquilo, and then he just sits.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, but he was fighting the Hawaiian Ric Flair.
I think he's going to raven it out, and he's just going to come in and sit when he comes
and that's to cool. the ring. I like that. It's a good move, yeah. But I wouldn't cheer. Like, I didn't cheer when Raven did it. Like, it was just part of his thing. Okay, so well, overall, how was the
show? He did it so many times. Like, he would get up and get in the guy's face, and then back off and sit in the corner.
Like, he's like, you ain't worth my time.
To the point
man.
That even the guy he was fighting was doing it too. Like, oh, you're going to sit down? I'm going to sit down.
Well, that's so the like, Hawaiian cook. Yeah, Ric Flair.
So I think that's because, like, if this is going to be, like, what he's known for or his thing, since they just, like, repackaged
hopefully
him and put him on the
road.
Hopefully
that's not only it, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
hopefully not.
He's trying to do something for people to know him for, because they don't have anything else to know him for right now.
I mean, yeah, whatever gets you over, man. If it gets him to TV and it takes off, more power to him. Shout out to Brennan. Good looks.
But, yeah, we got to see Velveteen Dream versus
Tommaso Ciampa. First time ever.
Good match.
It's fantastic.
5-star? Would you 5-star?
There was I wouldn't give it 5 stars. I'd probably give it, maybe 4.
But really, yeah. 4 is really good.
Yeah, it's still really good.
I would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
Who won?
Ciampa, brother.
He's retaining.
Well,
Ciampa, brother.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if it was like.
It was Shenanigans.
Of course, Shenanigans.
So they defended like 4 titles that night. So it was a good NXT. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad y'all got to see it, man. I'm so sad I was not able to come through, but yeah. I'm glad that
the Undisputed Era in there with the straps.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. It was them and Heavy Machinery, and it was, again, Tyler Breeze versus Adam Cole.
Adam Cole.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. It was like,
Tyler Breeze, baby. But again, the NXT crowd, is they're different, man. Like,
they are different.
Just
they're
a bunch just of smarks, to have fun, smarks, man. Smarks to have fun.
Yeah, G1 said that he had more fun there than when he went to Raw. And I was just trying to tell him, I was like,
practicing his commentary game.
Yeah. I'm just like,
commentary?
Yeah, he was commentary, taking the whole matches.
Calling spots. I'm like, bro.
Wow.
But it's also like, it's just a different crowd. Like, the NXT crowd is there to have fun. Yeah. And I feel like that the Raw crowd is jaded, you know?
Because
even like, we're there saying stuff, and there's people turning around and they're laughing with us, and they're like, yeah. Like, they get what we're saying, and then it's like, it's fun. But at Raw, it's like,
yeah, Raw people are just angry, or they're just there to watch what they're going to watch, and that's it. Okay, so
it was a good show, though.
I would recommend then go see an NXT show, especially house shows are my favorite to see anyway. And I think WWE house shows, even, you get a different vibe.
Yeah,
it's not on TV. Totally. So I would always recommend it. So just to clue y'all in on what we're going to do for the final segment.
Yes.
We got some news from All In.
Because we're half in.
We are half in, as you guys know.
Half in.
StarCast is popping off that entire weekend.
Yes.
We will be there on Podcast Row.
Yes.
Look for us.
Yes.
Asking questions.
Yes.
Getting drops and yes. Too sweet as if you
we're see stars us. And we will be casting.
True. So
bingo.
We're going to let you in on a little bit behind the curtain. StarCast folks talked to us and asked us to make a
hey pal
dream list, a wish list.
Ooh.
Of who we want to talk to. Now, we looked at the entire list of all the probably 100 plus stars that are going to be at StarCast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
many, from WWE Hall of Famers to
referees,
IWGP champions
yeah.
to everybody. Of course, the Bucks and Cody, all types of great people.
Right.
But
and we had to narrow it down.
There are 36 podcasts. We are one of 36. So we wanted to pick people based on how much we like them.
Yeah. And
right. What's the other reasons? Based off of how busy they
availability.
Might be.
Availability.
Availability. That's important. I don't want to say yeah. importance. Let's keep that real. Like, it's not about how important these people are to us. It's about
because they're all important.
How
no, we did.
Likely we are to get a moment.
We picked them based off of how much we might want a moment with them and
could,
how much moments they might have to offer
us. Exactly. Who can we chop it up with?
So we got a list of 20 right now.
19.
19. So we're going to try to break this down to 10. So for the last like 5 minutes of the show.
We're going
to
do a little dish.
We are going to do it. So who do we got, Neo?
All right,
who's
so
first?
List it off.
Wait,
okay?
How are we going to do this?
So I'm going to list.
So you got
to
read them off.
Yeah,
and then I think we're going to just have to
make them
in
a list of threes. Yeah, I want to say what we should probably do is like put each of our names
triple threat matches,
and then whichever ones that we all gets the most votes in the list. You get what I'm saying? Like you put our names down, and then you say a person.
I was thinking like
see who all agrees on that person, and if it's two out of one,
yeah. We would dish the names, maybe some pros and cons, and yeah.
No, we don't want a con. We don't give any cons.
No, I thought we were just. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Let's just vote like
just
majority rules.
How about
like,
one person next to the next, and they have a we just match them up, and we pick one out of that.
Oh man!
All
okay.
right, give me our first two. Who we got?
don't be cherry picking.
Gender
either.
Or anything no, doesn't
it's,
matter.
It's a Jay Lethal versus Rey Mysterio.
Yo!
Why would you call this?
Why did we do this?
Why did you pick this? Like, this is...
Right.
We were literally just going down the list and listing names. But guys,
I don't think that's the way to do it.
No.
No, you do the first with the last. That like, tournament. Like, NCAA
that's
tournament
still bad.
Style.
Jay Lethal versus Arn Anderson?
Okay. Mad Maniacs, who would you rather talk to if you had 5 minutes in a room alone? Jay Lethal or Arn Anderson? Let's go around the room.
I'm going to say Jay Lethal.
This is hard, yo.
Right.
5 minutes alone.
We need the
I'm gonna say Arn Anderson.
We need the Mad Mania universe, the Mad Maniacs
but
to help
you are the deciding vote, Zeke, just for now. I picked Arn, he said Jay.
Jay Lethal versus Arn.
Which pick?
5 minutes. Who you gonna get the best 5 minutes with?
Jay Lethal, Black Machismo.
This is hard.
Ric Flair.
He said,
ROH champion.
5 minutes with.
That's what I'm saying. You got to list
Arn
up.
Got them horseman like, stories.
Yeah,
though.
But
that's what I'm saying.
We got 5 minutes. He's not going to give you a 5 minute horseman story.
He could give me a 5 minute anecdote.
Nah, man.
Seriously.
Jay Lethal.
Like, yo, give me a Ric Flair story.
Jay Lethal. Like, well, he could talk about.
Jay Lethal.
He could also give you a Ric Flair story.
Exactly.
Okay, Jay Lethal wins. Whew, that was really hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got a dish back and forth.
That was hard.
You know,
okay.
See what we could
give
do.
Us number 2 and number 18.
All right, man. So we have Rey Mysterio versus Matthew from Botchamania. I would like to go with Matthew.
Matthew, you're a friend of the show.
Well,
we
guess
love
what?
You.
We already know him, though. We can get that.
Yeah, the, like he came to my show in the UK. Like,
he can
and
plug
he also
us in the social
our,
pipeline.
But
yeah, but we'll talk to him while we're out there. We don't need to.
He's
going to
plug us
to
some good people. We like Matthew a lot.
We do, man.
But we're
like
going to pick
Botchamania.
But I think we're going to pick
Rey Mysterio. All
right, man. We'll go.
This is really hard.
All right.
Hey, just FYI, off air, we all might right. change this list.
We could change it.
Well, and again, if you Matt Maniacs
almost
are taking
final.
A list. And
yeah,
if you
for
guys,
everybody who's listening to this yeah. episode,
if you have a list.
Tweet us and tell us why we should have picked somebody instead of someone else, yeah. let us know.
Use the hashtag Matt Maniacs and then interview and then give us your top 10.
Cool.
Next off, Jerry Lynn versus Jordan Grace.
Mm. Wow, Jerry Lynn's gonna have some great stories.
Lots of
too.
Good stories. Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Jerry Lynn.
But
I mean,
Jordan
that was
Grace
my
is
that
fine.
Was my pick even when that I saw was. Him on the thing. So
see,
I'm gonna go with
Jerry Lynn will be refereeing at All In. He's got some great stories.
Jordan Grace is one half of the, what do they call it? Team PHWG.
It sucks because...
Badass white girls.
Because I was like, man, we don't got no women on the
I got to say Jordan Grace just because we don't have any. I don't think she's the only woman on our list.
I say Jordan Grace.
Wow. Right. Just, I think Jerry Lynn is voted out.
They just voted off Jerry Lynn.
Sorry, Jerry. You off the island.
All right. Referee, Todd Sinclair versus Austin Aries.
Oh!
No! Todd's funny, Todd's man. Todd's
funny.
I heard him on a podcast. He's hilarious.
Austin Aries, I feel like he might not have a lot of time for us.
Well, he'll, guys, I'm, big heavyweight I'm, guys, how we should lose weight.
I'm voting for Austin Aries because when I saw him at Wale Mania, me and him had fun.
He was so cool. He was. Okay.
I picked Austin Clair.
Yeah, I'll tell you Austin Aries too. All right.
I bet. Mm-hmm. All right, next. This is a good one. Christian versus ACH. No.
Christian versus ACH.
I really like ACH.
I like him too. Well, you know what?
He's so good.
I don't know also, who ACH
I can,
about
I can relate more he's to ACH. He's a great up
and
comer.
And, you know, he's a young brother, and I think we would have get some good stories out of him.
Brother?
He's a blurred.
He's a blurred.
I guess you'd call it.
He is a blurred. But Christian, man,
he's getting my blurred vote.
He's like,
all right, ACH it is.
ACH.
Yeah.
Christian was the lesser of the two edges.
I still love Christian, though. That's a very close vote there.
A very close second to his brother.
I really love Christian. He's funny, man.
He is.
Colt Cabana versus Raven.
Ooh. Ouch. How'd they end up what versus about each me? Other?
What about Colt?
I like Colt, man.
Colt's a legend in the podcast game. I've spoken to Colt. I got to say Colt.
I'm going to do that.
I haven't had any moments with Raven, but it would be cool.
I'm going to say Raven, but it sounds like both of y'all saying Colt. I'm just saying, like, Colt is somebody who we've ran into and talked to. I feel like that we can talk to him, not necessarily during an interview portion.
I like your logic.
That is good logic.
That's good logic.
All right. I like Colt.
Next, Ron French's versus ICP.
Oh,
King
man.
Of the Juggalos versus King of the Funny.
Dang, this is a tough one. Right, I just the played the gathering.
The tournament ended up pretty good. I'm gonna go with Ron.
I'm gonna go with Ron too.
I say
man.
Ron too. Yeah. I've been
because you already just saw ICP.
I have. I had a really good conversation with Violent J. Big shout out to him.
And I know we've been trying to
is
get
he
up.
Cool.
He's cool. Mad cool.
We've been all trying right. to get in contact with Ron because we're trying to fellow brothers. We're trying to get him involved in some stuff. So does it give us a chance to nail
hit us
him
up,
down.
Ron? Yeah, DMs is open, sir.
Ron Funches is the winner.
All right, next. Blue Meanie versus Jeff Cobb.
I'm Blue going Meanie, with the man. Meanie.
ECW stories.
Okay.
Jeff Cobb. I don't know how many
I'm gonna say,
stories
I want to say Jeff Cobb.
I would like to talk to Jeff Cobb. Cool. Why can't we do both? Nah.
All right. Now, since we're on 19, we're obviously going to have one odd one out, but we'll keep it going. Marty and Sarah versus Gail Kim. Marty and Sarah, they do a podcast.
I don't even know them.
Which
you
is hilarious.
Do.
So I pick them automatically.
I'm saying Gail Kim.
Right, I'm going to say Gail Kim. Remember my logic. We're all going to be. Listen, we're all there doing podcasts. You're going to talk to Marty and Sarah outside of this.
Whatever.
But there's like special guests. So they're not even in our section. They're in a whole different section.
And Megan. All right.
Would
and
you
then,
say fuck TK and
No.
I'm going to call you guys Marks. And then the last one is Magnum TA. So we have to talk
about it. No. Now we can choose to either take Magnum TA or we can bring back somebody who we eliminated.
Ooh, brother.
Okay.
Magnum TA was kind of my pick just because I'm an old school NWA fan.
Yeah, for sure.
So I wouldn't throw that on y'all. So if we can go
Magnum
back.
Magnum TA I'll versus Arn.
Bring back anybody. Wait, Arn is Arn out?
Yeah, Arn got out.
Arn's out.
Arn got out in the first round.
Wait, hold on. All
right, here we go. But you have to do it now. Arn was out first round, right? So you got to bring Arn over.
Jay Lethal. No.
So we got Arn. Arn's out. Matthew's out. Jerry Lynn was out. Todd Sinclair was out.
Y'all doing a loser's bracket?
Christian was out.
Yeah, we can bring back one loser.
ICP was out. Raven was out.
I think you got to do a loser's bracket, and whoever wins the loser's tournament gets the last spot.
No, it's going to take too long.
Yeah.
No.
All
right. Not on here. We so can just figure that out.
Who would you bring back?
If I could bring back someone, I would bring back Marty and Zara.
All right. Teek, who would you bring back? I would bring back Arn.
No, I'd bring back Arn.
Double
A, baby.
I'd bring back Arn also.
Woo! So there we is.
Just
we
get,
got
just to get a nice picture with Arn.
We got Arn back on okay. there. He wasn't Arn. First round Hall of Famer.
Have to do that.
But he was
Watch him listen to the show.
He won our losers.
He was six man.
You son of a bitch. Right. You're bringing me back from the dead.
Let's not tell him that when we see him.
Yeah. Hey, Arn, you almost didn't get interviewed by us. Like, nah, that won't be great.
At least you beat Magnum TA.
So hopefully these work out. So you'll see us at StarCast chatting with some of our favorites. Thank you all for listening to the show. Of course, if you got any questions, hit us up at Matt Mania Podcast. We're on Instagram at Matt Mania Pod. Trying to get to those 1,000 followers, so hit us up. Get up on there. Damn, Teek just either laughed at us getting 1,000 followers.
He does not believe we can get 1,000 followers.
Or he just choked. But I would say he just laughed at us getting 1,000. See, our own member don't believe us, so you guys have to prove him wrong.
One of our heavyweights.
Hey, go follow us on Instagram. Our Twitter is higher than our Instagram. I don't know why. Can we get some
post more cool content on that Instagram?
We got to keep
the IG. Who runs that Instagram?
Teek. This is the thing. This is the thing with Instagram.
Okay.
Give us the thing.
Give us your rant. Give us your Barry.
You have to post stuff to get people to interact. So if I post something and say, oh, who do you like better, this person or this person, like, it's going to get more likes and more stuff. But
so that's what you got to
post. But that's just bullshit, you know? It's like,
well, shout out to some others that I've
seen. We do that on Twitter.
And they'll be like, who's your favorite wrestler? Or which move did you like best, this one or that one?
Yeah.
You know, it's a simple question. Like, what's your favorite finisher, you know?
That's cool.
And then people will talk about their finishers.
That way we kind of, like, chat it up back
and
forth.
Get some dialogue.
You can do it sometimes, but just not all the time. But, I mean, but we have all of us involved on the Twitter, so I think that's why the Twitter is getting more interaction.
That's
because you might get Ram's thoughts. You might get Neo's thoughts.
Yeah, I post a lot of
you get my thoughts.
Pictures and
truth.
Stuff.
All right.
Gifts.
Also,
you where's can my gift?
T-shirts from us at where?
We go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search Matt Mania Podcast.
Ram, what do those shirts go up to?
2X?
What,
5X.
They go up to 5X. They're for the
super heavyweight.
For the slim or the super heavyweight. For the Husky Harrison you, you can get one of these T-shirts.
You're Husky Harris or an X-Pac back from the 90s.
True.
You can get a shirt. Also, we not only do we have the T-shirts, but we also have the Matt Mania soundtrack. So be sure you catch listen to that. That's a really good album. I highly recommend it.
Thank you. Also, we got a Patreon. Go get on the patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast. Give us as little as $1 a month, which helps us pay for all of our good things that we bring to you. And we'll give you exclusive bonus content.
We need to
like
tweet
today,
that Patreon.
Speaking of, I was just talking about this. I want to talk to y'all about what y'all guys want as bonus content. We could take another 5 minutes after the show, sit around, record a special Patreon version of the show.
Yeah, where like an afterthought.
Do another afterthought or to talk about our all-in list and things like that.
Some New Japan.
I still New Japan.
I still think we
Neo's
have,
New Japan corner.
I still think we should have like a recording because we do some stupid shenanigans sometimes.
True. Video.
Access to live recordings.
Let us know what you guys would want, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
What are the rewards?
And as little as $1 a month, we will bring it all to you live just for you. And also, shout out to our place of recording, which is DigiLab Studio.
DigiLabs.
Always your one-stop shop for recording. Hit up recordingstudiophoenix.com for information on how to get yourself into DigiLabs to do a podcast. Like ours, like we do, or like the sneak disc, or to get your rhymes recorded, your songs, like Teek Hall does. And you could do a whole lot more.
I do record here. This is my home studio.
True. Thank you so much to them for having us come through. And love as always, ladies and gentlemen.
I also want to give a quick shout out to everybody who was at NXT, who recognized me at NXT from the podcast.
Nice.
Thank you for listening.
We got some maniacs out there.
Hoping that you continue to listen and spread the gospel.
True that.
Good brothers.
Thank you. And we'll see y'all, hopefully. I'll be at SummerSlam in a couple weeks. We have a rap show, myself, Open Mike Eagle, Tron, and DVD, on the 16th of August in Brooklyn at a place called Elsewhere.
That's funny. That's Thursday, right?
That is. No, it's actually Friday. It's the 17th. Sorry.
Oh, the 17th. I was about to say the same day as my show here in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Rebel Lounge.
Hey, we got rap shows going on. Go to our sites to check them out. And, of course, they'll always be at the Matt Mania Podcast Twitter or Instagram. As always, ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders off the mat. It's been 75 minutes, and we out. Peace!